symptom that confronts you in your life, your king, dominion. Listen, that's good. Let me back up and say something. That scripture that I read to you in Revelation chapter 5, verse 10, it didn't say he made us man priests and kings. Let me say it again. He said, because of what Jesus Christ done for us, we have been made unto our God kings and priests. I told you, not careful, you're just operating in your priesthood. What's your priesthood? That's all our services to him. That's all our services to him. All of it. Everything. The whole spiritual service that we do to him. All the totality of it. That's your priesthood. And that's what we've been operating in our priesthood. But you know, before there was an apostle, a prophet, evangelist, a pastor, a teacher, church, choir, singing, all that. And before it was any of that, you know, that we have here, that we know as church, and whatever belief you come upon, your worship, you know, before all of that, we even was in existence, man, God made you a king. He said, let them have dominion. Made you a king first, and a priest. What's a king? That's a ruler. What's a king? That's a political figure. What they do, they rule and reign. What's a priest? That's a spiritual figure. What he do? He represent man, God, man to the people, and the people to God. He go before God on behalf of the people, and then he come back to the people, man, on behalf of God. That's a priest. He's a spiritual. He represent God. That's our priestly garment. Everything that represents God. But our kingship. Hey, that's not a religious word. That's a political word. That's a ruler. Glory to God. You get to get me excited. That's a ruler. What he rule over? Every circumstance, situation, and symptom in his life. He don't rule over people. Every circumstance, situation, symptom in your life. How come that's so important, Arthur, for you to know that you keep saying that, you know? Because listen here, that's what the enemy use. That's what the devil use. In this world system that he set up on the earth, that's his ammo. Circumstances, situations, and symptoms. And he dangles circumstances, situations, and symptoms, man, like I told you, on a puppet string control thing, man, you know. And he dangles circumstances, situations, and symptoms in the life of people, man, and he kind of make them act however he want them to act based upon them circumstances, situations, and symptoms. In other words, man, the circumstances, situations, and symptoms be dictating to the people. When man, God's design was for the people to dictate to the circumstance, situation, and symptoms. It's been reversed. It's the curse. I'm going to say that again. The circumstance, situation, and symptoms, man, in this world that we live in here, there's influence and motivation and sending up by the devil. Amen. He uses circumstance, situation, and symptoms. If you don't care what those circumstance, situation, and symptoms will dictate to you, that's the devil's design. But in the kingdom of God, you dictate to the circumstance, situation, and symptoms. It was dark out there, man, and God didn't, and he wanted light. He didn't let that dark situation, man, dictate to him. He say, light be. Hallelujah. They brought the sick to Jesus, man. He didn't let that dictate to them. He say, rise, take up your bed and walk. Go wash in the pool of Siloam. He dictated. What he was operating as, he wasn't operating as an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, a teacher. All of us was in him. Just like within all of us, you know. But he was operating as a king. That's what they crucified him for. Remember that thing they had up on there? Jesus Christ, King of the Jews. He make himself, man, equal with you. Want to be Caesar. Hey, Lord. He's operating as a king. I told you were born king. But what you don't know about, what I think, you know, and the reason why, you know, we don't operate in our kingship, because all we've been ministered was our priesthood. Listen. When I say the gospel of the kingdom, when Jesus Christ come preaching the gospel of the kingdom, that was it. There were no other messages. There were no messages after that. The Bible says after that, man didn't come at the end. I told you it's the main event. Like, if I could say it that way. After the main event over with, that's it. That's a wrap. Amen. The devil been fighting that message, brother, ever since, man, Jesus Christ rose from the dead. First, he was trying to, man, stop him from coming. Through all them things that you read in the Bible, man, everything else, man, you know that happened, even from Nimrod and Nephilim spirits and all that, and Noah that. Even all the way back to where Cain killed Abel, man, that devil been looking for, boy, that seed that God told him, man, was going to grind his head in the ground. That's the whole purpose of why the division is in the earth today, and man against man, and killing, and wars, and rumors of wars, and destruction of life, and mankind killing one another. And even if it ain't in physically, you know, it's morally and in all kind of ways. We do kind of the steal, kill, and destroy. But he don't want you to know, man, about the first world. Let me throw something out there right quick, you know, just, and maybe we'll come back to it in this broadcast. You know, a very familiar terminology in the Christian world, you know, born again. Let me just food for thought. You know, it say, you know, except a man be born again. You know, born what? Again. I mean, you was born one time. You know, if you be born again, that means you was born, perhaps you was born once before. So you say be born again. You know, we've been talking about on this broadcast, you know, this world system and all the things that's going on in this world system that we live in here on this earth. We also talked about God has prepared an ark, you know, the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God for us to get in, to protect us just like, man, he did for Noah them. Help me, Holy Spirit. Your enemy don't never want you to understand and realize, man, and get back into some things that God said about you before he came on the scene. In our priesthood, mostly what we minister to mankind and to the body of Christ is the message that God gave to mankind after the fall. After they had fallen. And most of our messages, man, you know, are related to us and our character and our manner of life and our acts and our conducts and also good things. Because that's what God ministered to a fallen people. And that's how God interacted with a fallen people. But you're not living in that dispensation anymore. We've been redeemed. And not only have we been redeemed, we've been restored. Listen. In Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, you'll find, you know, a little glimpse of the first world. The first world. The world that was set up upon the earth, man, before this one that you and I live in. That we live in. Everything, the whole totality of it. You know that was another world before there, and I ain't talking about no prehistoric world. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the world that God set up. The arrangement and the pattern of operation and the system and the laws that govern that system and pattern of operation, man, you know, God set up the first world on the earth. It's in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. In those two chapters, the devil is not there. In those two chapters, sickness is not there. Racism is not there. Hatred is not there. Poverty is not there. Church as we know it is not there. Yeah, God said, and it was, when he created man, and the Bible says, in 6 days God rested from the work, he was saying, God said, and it was very good. On them other days, man, when he was creating everything else, he said, and eating in the morning was a good day, and it was good. But when it came down to that day where he created you, he said, this was very good. Oh, Lord. And God set up his world on the earth. What you mean? He planted a garden. He planted a garden. And then on the earth, and there he placed mankind in that garden and gave him his instructions. Be just like me. Be like your daddy. Be the spit in the image of your daddy. Have the same characteristic and everything, being everything. Just a little me. And baby, we gonna walk and talk and we gonna chill out, man. We gonna, you gonna grow up, man, and we gonna all of them. And we gonna have us a marvelous time. And it gonna be forever and ever and ever and ever. And you gonna be fruitful and be forever and you gonna melt the fire. And you gonna make the whole earth just like this. This is a garden of Eden. When you be fruitful, you know, that means you're going to be productive. You're going to complete your assignment. You're going to be fruitful. That means, man, you didn't plant the seed, been planted, even though it might encounter some storms and everything else. Even they, yeah, they're going to go all the way through, man, that way, man. You're going to be fruitful. You're going to produce, man. You're going to reach its maximum potential. You're going to be just like me. Just like me. And man, it's not only you're gonna be fruitful, productive, but you're gonna multiply. Yeah. From you gonna come a whole lot more just like you, just like me. Boy, if I know it, man, the whole thing is gonna be filled with, man. All my little children, all my little offspring. And everywhere they go, when they take their home, they're going to take the present. They're going to take my present and my love. They're going to take me with them. So everywhere they go on the earth, they're going to take the Garden of Eden with them, too. They're going to take that environment, that atmosphere. They're going to take that with them, too. And as they be productive, man, and multiply, man, and continue to have children and fill the earth, man, with everywhere they go, man, the whole earth is going to be filled with my glory. My children, my nature, and I'm walking and talking with them, man, in the cool of the day, my book of fellowship, me and my witness, ruling and reigning forever and ever and ever and ever. Well, that's what God, man, that's the world he set up. That's in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. And he walked and talked with him in the cool of the day. And he gave him the instructions. But in the midst of that garden, even though there was no sickness there, wasn't no. There was something else that was there. It was evil. Evil was there. I don't like to use that word problem, but you know. It wasn't no problem for God, but there's a situation in there. And the evil that's in there didn't start, man, when Adam and Eve ate out the tree. I tell you that the evil, man, begun way, 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 way back in eternity past. When the devil rebelled against God. Everything that's happening here, man, you know, through the devil and what he's doing and everything else up on the earth, the same thing that kind of like happened to him in eternity past. Listen, in heaven, in the unseen realm, there's a Garden of Eden there, too. There's a mount there, too. And that's where Satan was. He was in the Garden of Eden in heaven. And he got and he rebelled against God, and he got put out, and evil originated. God, and he turned to pass. So when Adam then came down here to the earth and everything else, and God planted a garden and everything else, and said what he wanted and everything else, you know, they told him, man, and he ate all the trees in the garden you can eat off of, you know. But as one in there, man, tree of the knowledge of good and evil, if you eat off of that one right there, he didn't say, hey, listen, don't, just say, hey, listen, don't eat off that tree. You can eat off of it here you want to, you got your free will. But if you eat off of that one right there, you're going to separate yourself from me. You're going to die. You're going to surely die. What you mean? I'm not talking about you're going to separate yourself from me. You're going to associate yourself with evil and me and evil. You know, hey, you know, I want to hang out and talk with you. I don't want to just be around you. I want to be in you. And evil and me can't live in me. So if you partake of that, if you eat off that tree, if you declare independence from me, then you're going to separate yourself from me and you're going to die. It's like pulling a plant up out the ground. You know, you didn't separate it from its source. It need the ground. That's its source. You need God. That's your source. And when you're separated from God, then you're spiritually dead. Spiritual death is the parent of physical death. The mom and dad are physical death. It never would have been no spiritual death. It never would have been no physical death. That's why you got eternal life now, because, man, you know, that spiritual death that Adam and Eve encountered, eternal life. All their children encountered, man, that came after them, the whole human race, the spiritual death, man, the whole race, man, from God, they were separated from God. Spirit was separated from God. God still communicated with them, like I told you, you know, but he had to communicate with a man through their soul. Through the emotion, you know, that's why you get stirred up in the messages that you hear and everything else, man. You know, because that's how God was dealing with people in time past. But in this time right now, he's going to get back to his original plan. Jesus Christ come to bring back the first world. After the fall. And in that, man, you know, is a redemptive message. We all look forward, man, for that, you know, redemption, man, you know, and saying our redemption draw it now our redemption's been done. It's already done. It has been taken care of. I'm telling you, you have already been redeemed. You ain't going to be redeemed. You already redeemed from the curse of the law. The reason why, man, you know, they want to keep you, man, like you trying to be redeemed or get saved, you know, to make you never get in the end. Not only are you redeemed, you have to store it back to everything, man, that God's original plan and purpose for your life. I tell you what is the original plan and purpose for your life. You to live forever, ruling and reigning on the earth. A king first. We've been operating in our priesthood. Don't know nothing about our ruling, operating about kingship. Don't know about our authority as a believer. Don't know about what we've been crowned with. The Bible says this here, you know, bless the Lord, all my soul, and everything that's what the Bible says this here, you know, see that holy name. Let me say it simple so you can understand. It says, good God and my Lord, I call you, bless you, man. It's not but my Lord, your word, man. Your word that you're speaking, man, to our life, you know. And Lord, I ain't going to forget none of your benefits. Who forgive all my iniquities, who heal all my diseases. Who crowns me with love and kindness and tender mercy. Where you say, who redeems my life from destruction. And watch this here. And not only that, redeem my life from destruction, but crown us with love and kindness and tender mercy. And watch this, so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Let me have to help you with that. Listen, boy, you knew what really going on. What's really going on? Even though, man, you know, the first world that God set up, man, you know, mankind died in it and everything else, boy. Listen, tell you something about what your father said, what he said from the beginning. Ain't a devil in hell, man, can nullify, man, what he already said and what he spoke to you in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. You think what the devil come said to Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 3? And the devil come to the contrary of Genesis chapter try to get and try to get God's word to them. Then that's an ultimatum with God and already spoken, what God and already said. I told you what God said, baby. You in my image, you in my likeness, you just like me, you the apple of my eye. You blessed in the city, you blessed in the field. Everything that you put your hand to is blessed. Ain't no weapon formed against you will ever prosper, man. Undone by that, you shall win. Hallelujah. I don't care what you might go through on this earth. The suffering of this present time ain't worthy to be compared, man, with the victory, man, that you have in Christ Jesus. You will win. Why? Because you already won. You more confident. You're not just a conqueror, you more than a conqueror. Somebody else fought the battle for you, man, and won and got the prize and come bought the prize to you. Like I heard one man say, you know, you have the heavyweight fight, two heavyweight fights, man. I'm talking about go all the way down to the end, man. And the victor, man, and the champion come out victorious, man. He's the winner. He declared, man, you know, he declared the conqueror. Then, man, he take that $5 million prize money, man, and take it home and give it to his family. It is his family, man, more than the conqueror. He the conqueror. He got the $5 million, man. He fought the battle and everything else, man. He came home and gave everything, the whole thing, to his family. His family ain't had to take no blows. But then he got the fist band, the whole $5 million, more than conquerors. They're more than conquerors, just like you and I. Just like you and I. I say it again. Just like you and I. And as the eyes of our understanding is being enlightened, man, you know, to God's original plan and purpose for your life, man. I remember when Jesus Christ first came to this earth, they said this here, man, behold, a great light has come to shine. To those who sit in darkness saw a great light. They saw a different illumination. They saw, man, they had the kingdom ministry of God, man, preached to them, man. And it changed their lives. Paul said it this way, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. He wasn't talking about no any gospel. Paul preached one message, too. That's why there's too many people don't like Paul, especially all the other different, not, well, that's another story. He preached one message too, just like his big brother Jesus. He preached the kingdom of God everywhere he went. Everywhere he went, boy, they didn't took a lot of people really. Well, anyway, they had the kingdom preached to them. And boy, it translated them out of the kingdom of darkness over into that kingdom. What kingdom is that? That first world. What was going on in that first world, and what God and his children were talking about in that first world, man? All everything that we were saying earlier, man. Hey, you just like me. You all the everything, all the mother trees in the garden that you could eat off of. It ain't got nothing to do with the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He was talking about all the mother trees in the garden, beside the tree of life. You shall reign on the earth. That's one of them trees. Hey. Every sickness and disease that touch your body dies instantly. That's one of them trees. Hey. Everything that touch your body dies instantly. That's one of them trees. I can be a power over all principalities and powers and rulers and over dominions, over every sickness and disease, over every devil, every demon, every circumstance and situation and symptom in your life, I can give you authority over it. You rule and reign over it. That boy, Adam was growing on up into there until, man, he got separated from God. What separated him from God? His sin. What was his sin? His transgressed the word of God. What it caused? It caused, man, death. What's death? Man, separation from God. Separated from your souls. So if you're separated from your souls, how are you going to get to your destination? That's what the devil plied was. Separate them from their soul so that they never get to that destination that God has set for their life. And then on top of that, man, to steal their dominion. See that word dominion, you know, that word there, you know, that mean authority. You created in his image and likeness, now you got the authority to execute that. You authorized.
Oh, Lord.
Glory to God. You are authorized dealer. I say that again. You authentic. You authorized. That's the authority. Oh, Lord. And boy, God set that world up on the earth. And in Genesis chapter 3, God lost that world. And mankind got separated from it. Because the devil, man, tempted man, deceived man, tricked man, got mankind to do the same thing, man, that he did. Declare independence from God. The way they did that was slick. The devil's slick. You got to watch it. He go around as he can transform himself into an angel of light. He made himself to them people like he can transform his speed in his mind. Who would want to be, man, a God? Not an offspring of God, but a God to himself. An offspring of God, but a God to himself. Hallelujah. It was a treaty to be desired. When all the time, man, you know, what the deceiving was, they was a God already. There was a little G God. He deceived them and think they could be a big G God. He deceived them and they could be a God all by themselves. They didn't need, man, the source no more. They didn't need the Father. And he made it look good. Painted it up pretty, just like it do us. To where it was a tree to be desired. And boy, when he ate off of it, man, then, man, they found themselves separated from God. And they do just like we do in the religious world. They try to fix it themselves. They find out they were mixed with men, you know, they try to fix it themselves. They went and got leaves and everything else to try to fix it themselves, try to save ourselves. You create independent from God, man. You become, man, independent of yourself too, man. You can be all about you then. But then God even did something back then, man. God didn't go for that. Even though Adam and them had put them fig leaves and stuff around, whatever they did to try to save themselves or cover themselves, God took that off of them, man, and God provided a covering for them. He killed an animal, man, you know, a life for a life. Blood sacrifice had to be, man, shed. And he provided a covering for Adam and Eve. He provided a covering. In other words, man, what God said, you can try, you can do everything you can. You can't save yourself. I got you. I separate from you, man, but I ain't never going to leave you, and I ain't never going to forsake you. I can't live in you no more, but, baby, I'm going to be right where you are. Be right around you. Build me a place. We ain't in the Garden of Eden no more, but out in this wilderness, build me a place. I ain't never going to leave you. I ain't never going to forsake you. And what I told you, man, before you ate out that tree, baby, we going to finish this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible saying in the fullness of time, the Bible say God so loved the world that in the fullness of time, he so loved what? That first world. That's what he had going for. He so loved you, that first world. That's the man what he had up on the earth, man, in the Garden of Eden. He loved that world so much, man, he sent his son, man, get bring that world back. Lord, he had a government on his shoulder. And of his kingdom, there was going to be no end. Here come Jesus. He said, who can open up the book, man, and tell us what's going on? Who? Nobody. Nobody could save us. Nobody. None of us could save ourselves. Who, Lord? What are we going to do, Lord? He said, behold, the Lamb of God. The Lion that was slain. The Lamb of God. Who doing this? That's God doing this. Just like he provided a covering for Adam, man, he provided a covering, man, for you and I, too, man, to cleanse us up, boy, so that we could come back into the first world that Jesus Christ came to reestablish back up on his earth. And not only did he come to bring that world back up on his earth, but the thing that separated us, man, from our father. He took care of that too, baby, on the couch.